Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go back out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers-Packers, 3 days away. Ray Fittipaldo with us to break it down. Steelers Insider Post-Gazette brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, what's going on with Zach Frazier?
Yeah, listen, Mike said on Tuesday that some guys had some bumps and bruises from that Bengals game. He didn't think there was anything that was going to keep anything out or anyone out on Sunday night, but this is certainly one to watch. Tomorrow he was limited yesterday. Now he doesn't go today. Zach said today he was sore. He hopes to play, but certainly check back tomorrow when the injury report comes out. I'm guessing he'll be questionable, but I'm sure the Steelers are hoping he's good to go. He's so steady on the inside of that line. He's one of the main reasons the run game has gotten better. So that'd be a little bit of a blow there if he couldn't go.
Who would play center if he can't go?
Ryan McCollum, he's been here for a few years now. I think he was the guy last year in Vegas who went in for a couple games when Zach got hurt against the Raiders. So he's done it before. There wasn't too much drop-off last season. I actually think they won the games that Zach missed. But, nonetheless, anytime your starter goes down, there's going to be an adjustment there.
Why not Anderson at center?
Spencer?
Yeah,
they view him more as a guard now or an extra tackle. So he's the main backup at guard. He played center a little bit his first couple of years in practice. But
I would just want to get my five best guys out there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I remember talking to Spencer in training camp this summer, and I asked him about that, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm a guard now. I'll play tackle if they need me to play tackle, but he strictly views himself pretty much as a guard now.
Is Watt okay?
Yeah, that was a new one, too. Again, based on what Mike said, shouldn't be too serious. TJ always talks on Fridays, so he might be able to shed more light on that. But, I think TJ will be good to go against the Packers. You know, all the talk is about Aaron this week. And rightfully so, but big game for TJ, too. That's his home state, grew up rooting for the Packers, so I'm sure he's going to want to play in that football game.
Ray, how are the Steelers going to block Micah Parsons on Sunday?
Well, I mean, he's one of those guys, you got to know where he is, and, unlike TJ, he does move around quite a bit. So they're going to have a plan there. You know, if he flips sides, they're going to have to probably flip their protection or, you know, move the running back over to that side. I mean, he's just – he's really good. He's like a Myles Garrett. You have to know where he is at all times. So the line's been really good here the last couple of weeks. Hopefully they keep it going. But Parsons is – he's a unicorn, man. He's one of these guys that are rare in the NFL. He's a rare breed, and they're going to have to – they're going to have to do a good job if they want to win this football game by blocking him.
Do you think the Steelers will have success running the ball against the Packers?
Well, the Packers have a really good front. You know, the Steelers are going to try.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to bang their head against the wall if it's not working out. But Arthur Smith wants to be well-balanced. But listen, Pony, if there's a way for them to maybe get the upper hand by having Aaron Rodgers drop back and throw the ball 30, 35 times, he'll do that to win a game. That's what he's all about, anything to win a game. So I know the Packers are really good at stopping it. I think the Steelers will try, but, you know, Rodgers is their main weapon. So I'd be surprised if he's not back there slinging it on Sunday night.
Calvin Austin go right back in, and he's their number two wide receiver. Did Roman Wilson open their eyes a little bit in the Cincinnati game?
I think Roman had a good game, but yeah, Calvin's going to go back, and that's his spot. You don't lose your spot because of a short-term injury. But I really like what I saw. Roman caught that ball over the middle, didn't show any fear, like went up over the top and put himself in harm's way there. So I think he wants some fans inside that building with that performance against the Bengals. And you know, if they have to go back to him, I think they will. And I think, you know, there's always room for guys who are progressing. And if Roman continues to progress, they'll find ways to get him in the football game. So, you know, we're what, week 7, week 8 here through the season? Plenty of time for Roman to get more involved in the offense.
Ray, if you had to guess which direction the Steelers are leaning right now in late October with tons of football left on Aaron Rodgers, do you think their preference right now would be for him to be their quarterback again next
year? Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Year?
Yes, right now on October 23rd, I think that would be their preference. I told you guys this in the summer. The Steelers think this quarterback class is good. They also think 27 is good. So the fact that this 26th class is maybe struggling a little bit and maybe not as advertised, you know, I don't think the Steelers would be scared off and then, you know, put their chips into the 27 class. You know, it could be even stronger if guys like Manning come back and, you know, maybe he's better with experience. So I felt all along they weren't going to be married to absolutely drafting one this year. They still could. Yep. But to answer your question, yes. I mean, Rodgers has been better than expected. I'm doing a big Sunday piece on him, talking to a lot of people around the NFL. And a lot of people around the NFL think he's playing at a really high level. So the Steelers would be, they would be dumb not to consider that if he continues to play at this level.
Can you get a read on what he wants to do? Like, do you think that he's having so much fun that he looks at this as a multi-year thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know what Aaron told us in June. He said this is likely his final year, but just watching him interact with his teammates, I think he's really enjoying the process, and he's locked in. You know, his interview yesterday, the most interesting thing that I took away from that interview, Pony.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say it was what he said about the Hail Mary.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that he used that as a teaching moment, I couldn't believe. He said his goal was to put that ball 2 yards deep in the end zone and on the numbers, and I'll be darned if he didn't do it from 70 yards away. And then he used it as a teaching moment for his guys. He basically said, we weren't in the right spots. We got to be better in that situation. I was just floored by that response. That's why Mike Tomlin loves him. That's why the players love him. Listen, he's going to get on those players. That's his personality. That's why he's one of the top quarterbacks of all time. But that's what makes him one of the best players of all time. He's a taskmaster, and he just loves to challenge his teammates and, you know, bring them along to further heights.
Right. I read so much into those comments. I said right after we played him yesterday, I'm like, you guys want to know why George Pickens isn't here? Listen to that. Pickens ran a Hail Mary route against Cleveland and fought the corner. You want to talk about not being in the right place? Right, exactly.
he was fighting with Greg Newsom in the stands. Yeah, I know. I mean, that never would have worked out. I know that you and Pomp were on that boat a little while ago, but
I mean, he wouldn't have gotten along with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, wanted him here.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you mentioned what Rodgers said. Ray, the Austin stuff today on Herbig was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I know he's just basically Mike's mouthpiece. But are you kidding me? He got up there with a straight face and said, we kept Herbig on the sideline with 2 minutes left because we really thought the Bengals were still going to run the ball. What kind of joke answer was that?
So Herbig was not on the field at all for the final drive. Is that correct?
Yes. There's 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. They got to go 40 yards. You're afraid he's going to run the ball for 9 yards here or whatever? I couldn't believe that answer.
Listen, I'm not defending Austin, but they did have a timeout and a two-minute warning. So theoretically, they could have run the ball, and I think he wanted to be in that posture where you didn't get popped for a big run. But, I mean, listen, if you listen to what Mike said, and if you listen to Austin today,
yes,
you just read between the lines. I think they are saying, okay, maybe we screwed this up a little bit. Just watch. Herbig is going to be more involved on Sunday night. So, you don't like the other thing I was thinking about, Tony. There's no one on the sidelines who's like keeping track of snap counts.
Right.
There's not a coach who's saying, "Oh, Nick's only played 20 plays. We have to get him in there." It's not junior high football.
Sure.
So they honestly are not aware of that as the game goes on. But I'm sure after they sit down, they watch the film, they look at the snap count distribution, they are aware of it now, and I would be surprised if Nick doesn't have a bigger role against the Packers.
Right, I get it. Like, their whole ethos as a team is you got to stop the run, you got to be able to run the ball. Okay, fine, whatever. You're playing the Bengals, they've got generational wide receivers. You change your game plan because they popped a couple of runs. The analogy I made was you don't stop double-teaming Michael Jordan because Steve Kerr comes out and makes a couple threes. Who cares?
Yeah.
If Chase Brown beats you, you know what? You walk out of that stadium and you tip your cap to him and say, whatever, fine. Chase Brown beat us. You can't let Ja'Marr Chase get the ball 16 times on you and say it happened because you were so concerned to stop the run.
Yeah, 23 targets. I mean, there have been games in the past, Pony, where they've kind of let a number one receiver get his yards, and they've won that game because no one else is beating them. But I do get your point. I mean, they could not stop Ja'Marr Chase. They could not stop T. Higgins. And the larger point in this discussion is did the Steelers misevaluate in free agency and in the trade market when they got Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay? And I'm not saying Jalen Ramsey isn't a useful player. I just don't know right now if he's a number one shutdown corner. I still think he could be very good in the slot. I think he's very good at safety. But in terms of what Mike was talking about in the summer, that he's going to eliminate guys like Ja'Marr Chase, based on Thursday night, I don't see that right now.
All right, that being said, what's your prediction for Sunday? Tomlin's got a pretty good Sunday night football record, but last year they came off a bad loss to Indy, and then they followed it up by getting beat at home by the Cowboys Sunday night. So it's not like they have an impeccable record in these spots, and I would say on paper the Packers are a better team, Ray. So who are you taking in this one?
Yeah, I think in spite of what Aaron said yesterday, this game means a lot to him. I believe him that the animosity is gone, but it's only human nature to want to go out there and, you know, prove people wrong. So I'm going to say Steelers 24, Packers 23, and a very good game on Sunday night.
All right. Second guy today, Pompiani, gave almost the same exact prediction. So you're in good company, Ray. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Pony. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.